We gather this morning in the name of the Creator, who creates time and space, galaxies and stars and planets. In the name of Jesus Christ, born on planet Earth. And in the name of the Spirit, who fills Earth with our presence. Creator God, in this time we call now, in this space we call here, we worship you. Make your presence felt among us. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Everyday lives, you've gathered us here, Holy God, to this time of worship, to this time of praise. We join with angels and archangels and all the company of the saints to bless you, to listen for your word, to immerse ourselves in your grace, in your love. Lord, open our eyes, our hearts, our minds to your presence with us. Take the chaos of the world that has found its way into our hearts. Speak your word and give order and form and new creation. Take the failures and defeats, the guilt and the shame that bind our spirits. Speak your word and set us free. Take our longings for your goodness to shape our lives, this community, the hurting world. Speak your word and infuse us with your courage and your hope and your love. Then awaken us to your Holy Spirit, who is making all things new
even us. We ask it in Jesus' name, who sends us out to speak love and mercy and grace to those who are waiting, longing, hoping for a sign that they are not alone, that you are a God of love, that you are a Saviour who knows their name, that the Holy Spirit is leading them home. Amen.
Reading this morning is taken from John chapter 16 and reading from verses 12 to 15. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said, the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. Amen, and thanks be to God for his holy word.